Hello, this is Ken Barron. I'm with the National Association of Black and White Men Together. Today's topic in our series of finding out how we can overcome the extreme possibilities of post-election nominations and what the Republican Party is likely to do, and hopefully not extreme, but unlikely, as I said. We finished our review of what happened, such that the Democrats lost the 2024 election so badly, we should now start to consider how to counter the possible attacks of the new government on our values. The voters want to change and often either did not vote or voted because of the perception that the government does not work or work to help them. So we must first and foremost, we should approach this with humility and with a keen sense of listening. It is true that we are going to have a Congress with authoritarian views, and many have talked about fascism appearing. The election brought out almost religious fever conversion, and we can push back against these options. We need to learn from our history because we know that the president-elect vilifies certain people. We should remember we have a Black Lives Matter, we have women, and we have LGBT movements to fight on with us, and especially since they're likely to be targeted, all three of those. We also need to be proudly anti-fascism and anti-fascism activists. We need to build alliances from the center and the left. And we should not defend the status quo unless it has results that benefit people. As an example, let's reflexively reject Trump's nomination for cabinet positions. These have been suggested. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Attorney General Matt Gaetz, HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., UN Ambassador Elise Stefanik, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, National Security Advisor Michael Waltz, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard, EPA Administrator Les Zedlin, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Many of these have extreme views and or no government experience, as follows. Examples here. Marco Rubio is a China hawk, but has extensive foreign policy experience. Matt Gaetz has faced several investigations by the House into his conduct. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will take on, quote, food complexes and drug companies, but is quite anti-vax. Pete Hegseth, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekends, and a veteran who has no experience governing. Michael Waltz, a China hawk and a skeptic of more aid to Ukraine, and he says there should be things that we could come to an agreement with on Russia. Tulsi Gabbard has no experience in intelligence and opposes U.S. intervention in the war in Ukraine. Lee Zedlin opposes essential protections for clean air and water. Kristi Noem said native tribes in South Dakota benefit from the drug cartel industry. As a Democrat, I can find lots of problems with these nominations, but based on the above reasonings, I will wait until they demonstrate by the actions that they are against our values. Well, let's have some examples. Will Rubio allow Trump to impose more tariffs and cause the price of food and other items to increase? Will Kristi Noem's border actions cause jobs to go unfilled and affect people's pocketbook? Will Trump's cabinet retain its 2017 tax cut, which would allow more wealthy Americans to evade taxes they surely owe? Thus, we will wait and we will be vigilant for the work of these nominees and how they will or will not serve the interest of our disillusioned voters. This is Ken Merrin on the podcast for the NABWNT. We're on other platforms. We'd like you to subscribe and like and message us and comment us if you wish. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And our website is nabwmt.org. Thank you so much for listening.